Many conflicts become more intense when good desires become ruling demands. A desire is something we want. A demand is something we believe we must have. When a desire becomes a demand, it begins to control our reactions. We may become angry, bitter, anxious, manipulative, withdrawn, or punishing when we do not get what we want. This is why Peace Fire Ministry pays close attention to desire. A person may desire respect. That is not wrong. But when respect becomes a ruling demand, the person may explode whenever they feel questioned. A person may desire peace. That can be good. But when peace becomes a ruling demand, the person may avoid truth, silence others, or pressure quick reconciliation. A person may desire justice. That can be holy. But when justice becomes a ruling demand, the person may become vengeful, harsh, or unable to entrust judgment to God. Even good desires can become idols when they take the place of Christ. This does not mean desire itself is evil. The Bible is filled with holy desire. We are called to hunger and thirst for righteousness. We are invited to desire God's presence. We are taught to love mercy, seek justice, and walk humbly with God. The problem is not that we desire. The problem is that our desires can become disordered. A Peace Fire coach minister helps people notice the shift from desire to demand. The minister may ask, "What did you want in this situation? What happened when you did not get it? How did your reaction reveal the strength of that desire? Did this desire lead you toward Christ or away from Him? What would it look like to surrender this desire to the Lord without pretending it does not matter?" This kind of discernment requires gentleness. People in conflict may already feel ashamed. The goal is not to crush them. The goal is to help them see how the heart works so they can return to Christ. A ruling demand often uses words like must, always, never, and I cannot be okay unless. A person may think they must apologize before I can obey Christ. Or everyone must see that I was right. Or I cannot be faithful unless this relationship feels safe and close again. Or I must make them understand. Peace Fire brings those demands before Jesus. Jesus does not mock our desires. He purifies them. He reorders them. He teaches us to seek first the kingdom of God. He helps us say, "Lord, this matters to me, but you matter more." When Christ becomes central again, the person may still need courage, boundaries, repentance, truth-telling, referral, or lament. But those steps can be taken from Peace Fire rather than wildfire. The question is not only, "What do I want?" The deeper question is, "Who is ruling me as I respond?"